President visits wounded congressman.
He's still in critical condition.
Point of interest for the special counsel?
Scrutinizing whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice.
Death toll increases in London high-rise fire.
There are, as we believe, still unknown numbers of people in the building.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President and Mrs. Trump made a hospital visit to wounded House Republican Whip Steve Scalise last night. He and four others were shot when a gunman turned a Virginia ball field into a battlefield yesterday morning. We're live at the White House with CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Steve Scalise is in critical condition after he was shot in the hip. After visiting Scalise, President Trump tweeted he's one of the truly great people, and he said he's in very tough shape, but he is a real fighter. Dr. Herbert Lepore is a doctor at NYU Medical Center.
The highest priority would be to gain control of any serious bleeding sites, and certainly a bullet could injure some of the major vessels. So that would be really the highest priority.
The president also visited a Capitol Police officer also shot in the attack. Steve?
Well, those two Capitol Police officers who shot back at the gunman are being hailed as heroes. CBS's Dean Reynolds is in Belleville, Illinois, putting together the background on the late attacker.
James Hodgkinson grew up in Belleville and ran a home inspection business until his license expired last November.
I'm very surprised.
Ray Page knew him for 30 years.
I've never seen the man violent since I've known him.
Deeply engaged in politics, Hodgkinson did not keep his views secret.
99% are getting pushed around, and the 1% are just not giving a damn.
In a 2015 Facebook post, Hodgkinson shared a political cartoon about yesterday's victim, Congressman Steve Scalise, saying, "Here's a Republican that should lose his job, but they gave him a raise." In recent months, he began showing disdain for the current administration.
The Republicans who came under fire were practicing for a charity baseball game that will take place tonight as planned.
The organizers say tonight's game will serve as an important symbol. Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Doyle is the Democrats' team manager.
There's just very few opportunities to interact outside having our suits on.
It's time to take a step back.
Texas Republican Joe Barton says the national dialogue has become too coarse. He thanked Doyle for inviting both teams to dinner at Democratic Party headquarters.
I'm going to order the most expensive steak on the menu.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
There's a new twist this morning in the Russia investigation. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
CBS News has learned that Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence, has agreed to be interviewed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. One of the topics, his conversations with President Trump about the Russia investigation. Now, according to the Washington Post, the special counsel's probe will now look into whether or not President Trump attempted to obstruct justice. Looking into that question doesn't necessarily mean evidence will be found or a charge will be brought. A spokesman for Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, said the FBI leak of information regarding the president is outrageous, inexcusable, and illegal.
A cybersecurity flaw is stealing the headlines from the candidates in Georgia's special House election set for next Tuesday. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, an expert claims the flaw that he found last August may have exposed the records of nearly 7 million voters, leaving the system open to invasive programs for as long as 7 months. He says the file directory, for example, was already indexed by Google. Anybody could have found it easily with the right search term. The researcher says he notified the man who heads the contractor that runs Georgia's election systems. He said it would be fixed, but never notified the state. Steve?
Well, the search for two escaped Georgia prison inmates is now into day three. The men are accused of shooting and killing two guards during a work detail southeast of Atlanta. It has people who live in that area on edge.
My heart's racing. It's intense. It's very scary.
But investigators admit they could be far away from there by now. Well, now to San Francisco and the investigation into the shooting at a UPS facility that left three drivers dead and two wounded.
We're going to have to go back and not just reconstruct the last 24 hours, but if there was something that happened, you know, a week, a month ago, then those are the things we'll be looking for in these interviews.
Assistant Police Chief Tony Chaplin says the gunman, a UPS driver in uniform, shot and killed himself. Jimmy Lamb had filed a grievance complaining he was working too much overtime. A Pennsylvania jury goes back to work this morning weighing the fate of Bill Cosby at his sex assault trial. CBS's Matt Piper in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
In the last two nights, the jury has told the judge they're simply exhausted. Both were near 12-hour days of deliberations, which are now at 27 hours altogether. Today is day four. But nobody knows how close this jury may be to reaching a verdict. The judge has praised the 12-member jury, saying they've taken their task so seriously.
A fourth day of deliberation set for today for a Minnesota jury deliberating the fate of a police officer in the shooting death of a black motorist last summer. In Massachusetts, still no ruling from a judge in the trial of a woman charged with sending text messages encouraging her boyfriend to commit suicide. Now to London, CBS's Larry Miller says the death toll in the high-rise fire is now 17.
Dozens of residents are still missing, and London Fire Chief Danny Cotton says the inferno was so intense and the smoke so thick it would be a miracle if anyone survived. The structure is so unsafe, sniffer dogs are searching for bodies.
The benefit of using those dogs is clearly they are much lighter than people and they can cover a greater area in a very short space of time.
The time frame for recovering the dead?
The size of this building, it could take weeks.
The cause of the blaze isn't yet known, but Police Commander Stuart Cundy is certain about one thing.
There is nothing to suggest that this is a terrorism-related incident.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In Afghanistan, ISIS fighters claim to have taken control of Osama bin Laden's old hideout in the Tora Bora region in the eastern part of that country. The Taliban says the claim's not true. The FDA says it's going to delay the deadline for food companies to put clearer labels on products to display calories and added sugars. CBS's Jim Shenevy.
The new information panel developed under the Obama administration was designed to make it easier for consumers to see how many calories and added sugars are in the product and make serving sizes easier to understand. The original deadline for compliance was July 26th of 2018. No new date has been set.
At the Big League Baseball draft, the Chicago Cubs selected outfielder Chris Singleton in the 19th round. His mother, Sharonda, was one of those killed 2 years ago in the Charleston church massacre. Michigan's health director is among the latest group of people facing involuntary manslaughter charges tied to the Flint water crisis. John Hewitt has more from WWJ Radio Detroit.
The charges stem from the death of an 85-year-old man with Legionnaire's disease. Among those charged Wednesday was the head of Michigan's health department, Nick Lyon. Here's State Attorney General Bill Schuette.
People of Flint have died as a result of the decisions made by those responsible to protect the health and safety of families.
Lyon was among five officials charged with involuntary manslaughter as part of the investigation into Flint's lead-contaminated water. John Hewitt, CBS News, Detroit.
Las Vegas matchmakers have set August 26th as the date for the battle between retired 40-year-old boxing champ Floyd Mayweather and Ultimate Fighting star Conor McGregor. It'll be a boxing match, no kicking allowed for McGregor. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.